This is Untapped Power, insights and wisdom for collective transformation in the yoga community. I am your host, Amanda Stroney, a registered yoga teacher and financial coach, working with you to redefine success and gain confidence in your business and in your life. This podcast serves as a sacred space with a new way forward to speak the truth about the yoga industry and to build a business and life that is defined on your terms. Join me for intentional conversations as we navigate the industry and explore the changing path ahead. We will dive into personal challenges, industry improvements, and financial stability, providing you with the tools to expand, grow, and create. I believe one of the greatest gifts we can give to the world is tapping into all of our personal power so we can collectively raise the vibration together. Are you ready to join the conversation? Now let's dive in. Hey everyone, happy Friday. Welcome back to the podcast, Untapped Power. So honored and grateful to be sharing this space with you. And for this Friday episode, there's been so much coming through, and I just wanted to touch upon this idea of really focusing on our own lessons learned as the most valuable. I think what I came to in this week upon reflection, as I was sitting in conversation with some guests and was able to, I hope you went back and as a side note, listened to the episode with Anne Swanson around meditation in her new book, Meditation for the Real World, which is phenomenal and just giving you some ideas if you're someone new to meditation to get into your practice and to find something that works for you based on what you're going through. I would highly recommend and check that out. And as I was just reflecting on that conversation and a conversation I had with an upcoming guest that I'll be sharing in a few weeks, it got me thinking how, you know, we often are just in this search and this quest to hear about other people's experiences and to use what they've learned and to take that as something that will help us. And I think it does have benefit. You know, our stories have benefit. People's sharing of experiences have benefit. And yet our own experiences are so precious and so valuable. And I think more than anything, they're there to teach us and to help us to grow and to learn. And yes, we can get in that place of thinking that because we've had an experience, we want to market it and make it a business and sell it. And I've gone down that road and had that conversation many times on the show. And that has, you know, I don't fully agree with that 100%, but that's what works for some people. And I think there's just so much value in really holding tightly to our own experiences and having some sacredness around them. You know, that's the opposite of making it a public platform and sharing it and saying, because I had this experience, you can have this experience too. It takes a little bit away when we do that. And when we hold our own experiences, we can really learn from them because we all have these experiences in our life. We learn lessons that no one can teach us, not even our parents, you know, not even a book. We're required to have them because we learn in those moments when we're in the experience. And so I really believe that these are our most powerful teachers, and they're worth bringing to the surface again and again. So although they may be challenging, because a lot of the experiences that we've had that have brought us pain or have been fearful or have been challenging, we may not want to revisit. But it is really in those spaces that we're able to have that introspective reflection and to grow from those experiences. And rather than turning to an experience that someone else had, it's can be more challenging to go into that inward space and to revisit what you've experienced for yourself and to ask yourself those questions of what could I have done differently? Where had I expected a different outcome than I received? How did this opportunity or this experience provide me growth that I needed? And this can be hard. It can be challenging. I think it's often easier to pick up a self-help book and to go online and to look at what other people are doing and say, oh yeah, I can relate to that, and want them to give you a solution or an answer. But again, it's within those experiences that you hold for yourself that you find that courage and that risk that you didn't know you had, and you're able to use it as a tool to move you through. And I think that that's a piece. I think our personal experiences are really our tools, our best tools, and our, you know, our secret tools that we can pull out to enhance our future experiences, to prevent us from doing something over again that we have already learned from, or to prevent us from excuses or victim mentality or avoiding or wanting to compare or have judgment. It's this own beautiful evolution within yourself that you can come home to. And everyone has them. And everyone has them in different ways. So, you know, I just want to highlight that because as I have conversations, as I said, with guests and just exploring my own path and what's been coming up, I think that that's a prevalent thing that I see and feel within our world of going to this place where we try to take our own experiences and market them and compare them to other people's and highlight our wins and what really worked and make a pitch that it will work for you. And it doesn't work that way. Because although the experience may be similar, we're different people. And so what they did won't exactly work for you. And pieces of it may work. And I think that's what's key. I think that is the beautiful piece of integration that I've found, is that I don't want to say don't look at other people's stories or don't have these conversations, because it's beautiful in both ways. But know that you can take pieces. You can take pieces of both. And there's no guarantee that one will work for you or it won't. You have to try it for yourself. So try it. Instead of trying to learn and grow from someone else's experiences or from a book or from what you hear online, try your own. Try revisiting your own. Try going back into your own life and looking at what's happened for you and what it's brought you. And this is really empowering because it brings the power back to you. It gives you the awareness back to yourself, for your decisions, for your outcomes, for your choices. And I think this may sound like a very simple, you know, reminder, a very simple episode to share with you. But really it's a compassionate reminder, because I feel like for myself, I easily get away from this, and I've noticed that, and that's why I'm bringing it up. You know, I've noticed myself looking at what other people are doing, wanting to know what they did, what their experience was, especially now that I'm a parent, when it comes to parenting techniques or what worked for them or what didn't, or how they're managing their time. And I'm realizing more and more that I'm having to walk myself through the experience myself. I'm having to learn. I'm having to navigate what it's like for me and my child, which is very different. And it won't be the same for everyone. And so I am honoring this practice, and I find it to be more challenging, because I do sometimes want that answer, that outside answer. And at the same time, I think, like I had mentioned, there are pieces of other people's experiences or conversations I have that allow me to see things differently. But I think the most powerful ones that I have been able to explore and expand upon are the ones that I've had within myself, that I experience within myself. And so I invite you in to look at yourself and your experiences and to see what you have learned and how you've changed, and the ability to continue this practice in connection to other practices you're doing as a tool in your toolkit to walk you forward. And I think those are things that are always helpful. So I'm inviting you into that space this week if you so choose. And as always, just appreciate you tuning into the show, being here with us as we continue to navigate the podcast in different ways, shapes, and forms this season. So enjoy your Friday, and I look forward to hearing how this unfolds for you. Thank you for joining this week's episode of Untapped Power. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave a review. I would love to hear your insights and wisdom. If you are a yoga teacher interested in being a participant on the podcast, please reach out directly. I am always looking for new voices and perspectives. As a financial coach, I work with clients individually,
who are in the yoga industry and are looking to gain clarity and awareness around your finances. If this is you, then reach out to schedule your free connection call. All information can be found at amandastroni.com. As always, continue to stand confidently in your power, use your voice, and allow your heart to be free. Until next time.